Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of A Silent Heart Radio. This morning, I'm going to be talking again about the next great eschatological event in history, and that is the rapture of the church. And I want to say that I am so very thankful that we have this doctrine in the Word of God, or this teaching of in the Word of God. Now, when I say eschatological event, this word is taken from the word eschaton, in the Greek New Testament means last things. So, when in systematic theology, of course, eschatology is a division of systematic theology, which has to do with the events that are to occur at the end of this age. And also, this particular doctrine reaches into the establishment of the new heavens and the new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. God, at some point, is going to renovate this earth by fire, because of the catastrophic damage that has been done and is being done to this world. In the book of Revelation, one of the judgments, events that happens, I should say, is that God reestablishes his sovereignty over the earth. A great spirit being, stands with one foot on the land and one foot on the sea. And he announces the reestablishment of the sovereignty of God over the earth that he has created with his uniqueness within the space-time continuum. The earth is tilted in such a way that we do not burn up or we do not freeze. The earth is tilted on its axis in a very precise manner. It is placed away from the sun in a very precise manner. We are strategically removed from the sun by 93 million miles, so it is believed, for our protection. In space, the sun is white. It does not appear to be yellow. It is not yellow, I should say, but it appears yellow to our optic nerve. And because of the different gases that are above the earth, we call atmosphere. So God is in control, and God knows exactly when and how he's going to end what we call in dispensational theology, the church age. Paul tells us that there will come a great falling away first, and then the man of sin, the son of perdition, will be revealed. Now, what is interesting about the term that Paul uses to speak about the falling away first, it is going to be an event where people walk away from the faith. However, people are not going to walk away physically from the faith, many of them, and say, well, I am an active atheist. What's going to happen is that it seems this will also involve a passive atheism. People will remain within the church because they like formality. They like religious formalism. They like the pageantry. They like the music, but they do not like doctrine, and they do not believe that they have to follow biblical teachings. So it will be a man-made humanistic religious system that will remain intact. There will be form without content. There will be no biblical content. And we read in the book of Amos about how there will be a famine for the word of God. You should read this material. It is incredible, the powerful content that God has packed into his word for us to research and study, as the Bereans did in the book of Acts. They studied to see whether these things that Paul, that they were being taught, were so or not. And Paul writes that we are to test everything, and it is very intelligent to do that. The rapture, or the snatching away, or the snatching out of the church, is the next great eschatological event. Such is the verb that is used in the Greek New Testament to refer to this event. And so, well, who will take part in this rapture event? Well, those who are members of the body of Christ, and those who have a saving relationship with God through Christ Jesus. Individuals who have come to God for salvation, who have been rescued from sin and the destiny that they would face if they remain within the milieu of sin, come to God and they are washed, they are made clean in the blood of the Lamb. One of the doctrines that has also disappeared from the church is the doctrine of sin. And Christ Jesus, who is the Lamb of God, takes away the sin of the world. Now, if you believe that all that's required is a bit of adjustive counseling for what is going on with you in your life, then that is your belief. However, within the Word of God, we read and we understand that the main problem of the human family is sin. That is lack of conformity to the revealed character of God. And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, Paul addresses believers and he says that at one time believing ones were dead in trespasses and sin. But we were made alive in Christ Jesus. So God is coming back for his own. Those who are in Christ and who are members of the body of Christ, these individuals are the called out ones. These are individuals who have accepted the message of salvation. They have accepted what God has said about them and the reality of needing a Savior, or the Savior, who is Christ Jesus. And so we will be snatched out. We will be caught up together, or caught out together. And so I'm saying snatched out and instead of snatched out, because to be snatched out is more accurate instead of being snatched up. This will be a global event witnessed by all of the world. All of the world will see this great event. There will be no hiding. Paul says that the saints will be snatched out, and there will be clouds of saints in ranks in the lower atmosphere. Now, this goes way beyond what the arrogant political demigods would have you to believe about the destiny of humanity or a portion of humanity. In their efforts to create a global unified political monolith, they will seek to squelch or to stamp out any knowledge of what God is doing or what God is going to do. And so control speech, control awareness, so that they can continue to manipulate and control. God is going to come in and God is going to remove his people from this environment. Now, it is imperative to understand something very powerful is about to take place. So Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51, he writes, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep." This is a term that is used in the New Testament for those who die in Jesus. They're said to sleep. Not to die, but to sleep in Jesus. "We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in atomo," are the words in Greek, A-T-O-M-O, in atomo. At that time, this word meant that which is indivisible. So we're talking about something that will happen very fast. Then he goes on, and then Paul writes, "In the twinkling of an eye," and notice the language, not the blinking of an eye. That's too slow. "And in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible," that is, without ruin, "the dead, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on," that is, put on as a garment, "incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." The word mortal here means to die. And immortality here means the inability to die or undying, literally. So, verse 454, he states, so when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, they shall be brought to pass the thing that is written, death has swallowed up in victory. Now, I want to be, let me say this to you. The gospel is God's good news. It is God's good news to mankind. It is God's good news to us about salvation. And you and I know that politicians do not have our best interests. They have their own best interests at heart, not ours. "For God so loved the world that he gave." You will never read that about a politician, will you? "For God so loved the world that he gave." Let us please keep these words in mind today as we go about our business schedule. Good morning, beloved. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a great day.